the first Yesod, the Hilchos Mezuzah, is, let's say, the Mokum HaMezuzah. Mokum meaning right or left. And how do we consider the right, and how we call, which one is the left? And the only way to communicate Hilchos Mezuzah is with pictures, copies. I made, I guess, the best copies I'll be able to make to show the oil. The mezuzah should be always on the right side of the door. That we know. Very simple. On this side. Al mezuzot betecha derech biatzcha. I mean, the way you walk in. Not the way you go out. So the right side of walking in. That's number one. A person moves the right foot before the left foot. That's why it has to be on the right. Some people start with the left foot, but most of us, derech biyadcha, the right foot first. That's why it has to be on the right. Person places the mezuzah on the left, the mezuzah is null and void. Not the mezuzah itself, chalila, not the parchment, but the mitzvah is null and void. Anywhere you see a mezuzah placed on the left, it's like if worse than if it's on the table. Because he made a brocha levatora. That's poshut. Besides that the mezuzah should be on the right, there's another halacha. If you could see it, there is a shape of a doorway, and there's a narrower post of wood which is in that shape. Had the shape of wood not been there, would have been a different halacha. But once we have the shape of this post, the mezuzah should be on the post, not on the bricks or on the wall of this. That's another halacha, which is called, the mezuzah has to be in halal ha-petach. The halal means the mokum. Shenemar u bishaarecha. Bishaarecha means in the shaar. And if it's placed outside, it's not in the shaar. So the shaar would be here, the brown spot, the brown poles, the dark poles. That's the shaar. The petach is the outer one, and the shaar will be the inner one. So, betecha u bishaarecha, shaar would be meaning here, as I said, the post. Shaar in halacha means something else also, but means this too, the makom where the shaar closes. One more halacha, simple picture. You see this? The petach, or better said, the mezuzahs, the posts, are wide, and the mashkof is narrow. This here is the same with the top and the sides. This shape here. Sometimes the top will be narrower, and the sides wider. It has to be in the halal petach under the mashkof. Not in the outer part, although it's the same width from here to here, per se, a foot. Another case, more common. See a door? This is a I would call it a door, but it doesn't open. And then this is the shape of the doorway. The builder, the architecture, the department build a wall, then a kind of a door but never opens. There are mailboxes here, whatever there is there. This never opens. This is the only one that opens. Where is the right? Well, there are two rights, one here and one there. Where is the mezuzah to be placed? Many times you will see people making a mistake, placing the mezuzah there, and the mezuzah is here. Is that correct? Yes. There's an X here, the mezuzah should be here. This is not called a petach, or a shar, or a delet, or a post, although it looks very clear that this is the shar. And somebody built something here. This is common in stores. For example, glass doors. This would be a glass door. This would be a panel? Not a panel. Would be also out of glass.
Designed.
Either it's a design, either it's a window where they show the goods, either it is anything, but never opens. Very simple. So it's an extension of the wall, although this is stone, and this is marble, and this is glass, and you see it's different. That does not consider this part chelek of the door. The right is right where this one locks, or closes, or bangs. Where this door is shoykef, which means bangs, where the door closes. Similar, two doors, one shar, two doors, one of them is closed with two hinges, one on top, one in the bottom. I never open this, doesn't pay, I don't need it, it's there. I never open it. This one, the mezuzah is on this right, because this could be opened. There is a klal in the Gemara of Poratz Ptzimov, which means you have to actually bank this door with the posts, with nails, and seal in order to consider this a wall. In a different way, although I never open this one, they're right here. If you place it here, again it's possible. It's not on the right side. Another case, a sliding door, a door that goes into the wall. Goes into the wall. You may say, and there is a tefach, this measurement of tefach very significant in Hilchos Mezuzah. It's a tefach that always stays out. Always is out. You cannot push it, totally. The handle, and the right side is yet that one, not the door itself. The wall of the building, the wall which doesn't move. The one that moves can never be a shahar, although cannot go further in. The one that moves back and forth, it's never the shahar. The shahar is the outer one, the one who never moves. A low entrance, very, very, very not high, very low. This happens in Le Moshal. Le Havdil, not here, but such a thing would be Le Havdil, Le Favdolos, would be a closet, right here on top. And the door is only very, very low. There's 10 tfochim here. 10 tfachim is the height that you need to be chayav in a mezuzah. Although it's not made for human entrance, we don't enter in 10 tfachim. Normally, the height of the minimum of a sukkah. Sometimes used for storage, sometimes it's used for safety, for whatever. This is the height that to be measured, and this is where to place the mezuzah on this side. Bechalal atef, bechalal apetach, to the height of this one. Not to the height of this one, which is the outer one. The outer one is the building. But on this side, this doesn't move, this is a closet, This is a piece of furniture that never moves, like the other door before. This is a piece of furniture which is there. It's kavua. It might be sfarim, might be anything. Then it's, and this is the halal petach, not that one. This shape, this is a modern architecture that they make this kind of shapes. There's all kinds of combination today. And it's elegant somehow, for some reason. And there's 10 for him here. And there's more, there's another 10 there. 10, 20, 30. Anybody will tell you, you put it there. If there is 10 tfachim, this is the machayev. And this is the petach. And the mashkov is high. And the mashkov doesn't have to touch the mezuzahs. So long there are two mezuzahs and a mashkov over them. Two mezuzahs and a mashkov above.
Where do you put the mezuzah in that case? How clear. High up?
How? We'll see the height. We'll see the height, how do you divide. But this is the mezuzah. Means the post, not that one. We are not talking and identifying which post, right or left, and which one is the post, the outer one, the inner one. This is we're not going in height. We'll go into the next paddock. There are sometimes a kiosk in Eretz Israel, small stores, a small car outside that you are selling, I don't know, an ice cream truck maybe, this kind of a shape. Here's the register, this stands there, the mezuzah is here. What anybody would say, surely here. This is not, you cannot go through. These are not moving. So this is mevatel, this part. Emela, we have one mezuzah, two mezuzahs, and the klaf goes on this side. Behind, lower than the register. You would say, by logic, you would say here. A safety gate. For kinderlach, for children. It's made here so they don't crawl or they don't cross. And it's there. It's nailed in, doesn't move. It's not removable. The mezuzah would be right here for the children to break. Oh, on this side. Boy. Not there in top. Here. This is the entrance, not this, because you cannot enter this way.
If that's 10
tfachim. Yeah, if this is 10 tfachim, obviously, sure. Yoisem with 10 tfachim, yeah.
Is that even if you have the doorway there first? Is that even if I have the doorway there first, then I put it up?
Well, exactly, you would have to remove it and put it there. You would have to remove it from here. When you got married, you don't need it. Boots only have for high sakodish that you're afraid. So you place here adada. It's normal. And this you protect some other way, whatever. This is the entrance, not this. This is a kavua, this is a binyan, and gandikt. Imagine it's brick here. Now, another halacha. Once we are in the halal hapetach, means in the halal hapetach from here to here, is another halacha of tefach hasamuch lechalal hapetach. It has to be at the very beginning. If you walk in this way, the mezuzah is at the very beginning of the width of this pillar, let's call it. If this has a width of, I don't know, 2 feet, all around, it has to be within a tefach, within 4 inches of the corner. That's not me'akev, but the mitzvah lechatchila. In this case, it would be right here, at the beginning. Not deeper, not in the center, but at the beginning. However, that same case, if you would have a post, it's on the post, as opposed to halal hapetach, and as opposed to tefach hasamuch lachalal hapetach. The post is first. The post has preference over the tefach hasamuch lapetach.
And only if it's a tefach thick?
The post? No.
Even if it's
an inch. And you will see the problem with Ashkenazi and Sfardim, how could you put it in a slant on an inch? When that post will be an inch with...
No, I'm talking about from the wall. If it's within the tefach of the wall...
Oh, wait.
The total from here to here is a tefach?
No, the thickness of the board. From outside the wall, from when it protrudes from the wall.
This wall?
No, this. How wide is this? It's mashu. It's a mashu, or if it's only a tefach wide?
If it's only a mashu, do we say that it's bottled to the kaisel, and then I still do tefach asur?
Yeah, sure. This width is irrelevant here. Yeah, what you just mentioned is irrelevant. It has no measurement. So long there is
a hacker,
exactly, where the door is going to lock on it. Because we're going to see that all of them, without the door, according to many Shittos HaRishonim, the Rambam, you put it all together. The Rambam holds that, although the Torah doesn't say anything about doors. The Torah says, Mezuzot betecha ubishareham. There's no delet there. There's no delet, the door. The Rambam Shita is that all gates and entrances and whatever you like, without a door, you put it all together. So the door is going to lock or close or stop with that post. It's a bit complicated. I don't think anybody has it, but it's good to know. Let me give you the facts, because from far it's very hard to read. The same like before, the same wall, which is wide, and from here to here is more than a tefach. From here to here is pochus min a tefach. From here to here is more than a tefach. So if you put it here, vis-a-vis this place is further than a tefach. From here to here, this post here is less than a tefach. Anything. The mezuzah is inside, not here. Bekitzer, once you have a lamp, a post, it's on the post in any case. Another one, in hallways, many times you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You would have a tzuras ha-pesach, and a tzuras ha-pesach, and a tzuras ha-pesach, one deeper than the other. How many do you need? Is a tzuras ha-pesach here, is another one deeper, and if the hallway would be very long, you may have many. Either it's arches or tzuras ha-pesach. Here we have one. Let's say we have another one 2 feet down. Another 2 feet down, another one. And from here to there, 6 of them. If the distance between the first and second is 4 tfachim, 16 inches, 4 tfachim, 16 inches, a foot and a half, and change. You will need each one of them. A hallway. With 1 and 2 and 3. And it's basically meaningless to decorate. To decorate. And the final room is higher. The last room inside is higher. At the end there is a room which is higher. All of them are higher. In mezuzah. Although you may say, well, what can I do here? I don't do anything here. I don't use it. There's nothing to use here. This 4 tfachim, Maybe I could put a chair, but I don't. Is this a cheder? Arba tfochin? A cheder to be chayav in mezuzah, you need arba amas al arba amas. 6 times bigger. But if the last one, the one is inside here, the room, this one is chayav, all these forms are chayovim, all of them. So if you have an inner room, the last room in the house, and then a hallway, and again, a tzuras ha-pesach, and another one, enochayiner, all 10 of them are chayav. Because all are leading to the one which is chayav at the end. And you not say, well, it's only to decorate. It's a style, or it's a decorative, one is this shape, one is that shape, this color and that color.
No, Pachos Me'arvat Tfachim
is nothing. It's one. Any two of these posts who are within 4 Tfachim of each other is considered one.
So we're in the room or in the first?
No, in the first. The room inside, if it's less than Dalet and Dalet Ames, which means Dalet and Dalet Ames is 16 square amot, that's halat, then that room is potter. We'll talk about walk-in closets, we'll talk about back porches, which are small. We'll talk about that in a moment. But basically, an inner room, which is small, less than arba al arba amos, is potter. Mitzad atzmoi, you see.
What's a tzuras of Pesach? Does it have to be a bar or two walls meet the roof?
I'm getting there. That's in this value. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't, the width of the door covers everything. And I don't have a mashkof, I'm sorry, a mezuzah, where to put the klaf. Very common. A glass door, for example. In stores, a glass door, let's say the thickness of the glass, I don't know, what, 5 centimeters, five centimeters. And that's everything. The door, the mashkof, the mezuzahs, everything is glass, same thickness. If you put the mezuzah here, close the door, it'll push the mezuzah out. There's nowhere to place it. There are a few options. The chatchila, you place it the closest within a tefach, if there is a tzura here, a shape of a mezuzah. If there is a shape of a mezuzah, sometimes metal, sometimes wood, sometimes whatever, you put it on that mezuzah. Even if it's not in Halal HaTefach, as you see, in Halal HaPetach, it says outside. It's not in the, it's flat, this is flat. It's flat. It's outside. It's out, completely outside.
On the outside.
On the outside post. It's outside. On the outside post, here. This is a post. This is a post. This is a post.
Ashkenazim lean it. Okay.
The leaning and not leaning, don't pay attention to the picture here. The leaning and standing, that's the famous. We'll get there. That everyone knows. More important is this: leaning or not leaning, standing, tame akev, leaning or standing. But where it is akev. Another option is to dig in the wall, lachkok hakika in the wall, and to place the mezuzah inside. Very simple. If I were to do it here, I'd chisel out of the wall here, right here. If I'm walking this way, so it would be here, I will break into the wall, place the mezuzah, cover it with a piece of glass, and then the door can close. That's the second option. If that wall, that pillar will be glass, I can do it. I can actually do it into the glass. This will be the option. However, don't grab it too deep. If you go deep a tefach, it's bagroman, it's dead, it's buried. It has to be out within a tefach of the outer layer of that beam.
Which is the
lechatchila
way to do it?
So again, few ways. A few ways, yeah. Either the best way I always like is to dig into the wall, if it's wood, if it's metal, if it's stone, if it's anything. Place it inside an inch or two. You could place later a glass or a, I don't know, some kind of cover. Period. Easy. Too deep, a tefach deep, it will be possible. This will be possible. Another option would be in the room. Sorry. Okay. This is the picture. In the room. He was not able to put it outside. He puts it inside. It's in Halal HaPetach, it's in the Mezuzah, it's in everywhere. But instead of being outside, it's inside. Because the outer part of the door is flat with the wall, from both sides. So he has it inside, that when he opens the door, then he finds the Mezuzah. Height, very important. The height should be divided into three-thirds. A shlish, and a shlish, and a shlish. The end of the case, the bottom part of the case, should be at most the beginning of the second third. First third, second, third, third. A shlish, a shlishi. So the case itself, not only the klaf, the case, because basically, the klaf falls into the bottom of the case. So just like, some idea, it's not a samalocha, some idea. Just like the parshis and the tefillin have to be in the entire bayis, the rosh. The parshis who go into the bayis, and part of the klaf is outside, it's a big problem, very big. Because the parshis has to be in the bayis. Not a little bit outside of the bayis. The same idea. The entire mezuzah, I mean the klaf, and automatically is the case, should be totally on the beginning, this beginning of the top third. The Sfardim are makpid this picture, but al pi halacha, so long as it's in within the third, it's fine. Sfardim are makpid at the very beginning, and al pi halacha, so long as it's within the third. A little bit higher, a bit more higher, of course not all the way on top.
But it's very tall.
I'm coming there.
So the standard doorway today is about 80 inches, so it should be about the third, that would be about 26 inches down, it should start.
Whatever. If you're talking, yeah, divide. Divide the 72, let's say, by what? 72 inches is the highest?
So 80 is the standard.
80, divided by 3, divide by 3, measure a third from top, measure a third from top, and that will be the point where the shadel, the case, would finish. Half up and half down, as you see, half of the mezuzah or the shadel up and half down is exactly like half of the parshias in the bayit and half into the titura itself. Follow? How many times you open tefillin and you see half of the parshas out? Half of the parshas is out, which is a big problem in halacha.
Because that's why, even if the
pesach, nothing to do, yeah.
No, but if you had this picture before where it didn't reach all the way up, is it a problem that only if
it's a din in the mezuzah, not in the mashkuf? This din is in the mezuzah. Nothing to do with the mezuzah.
The mezuzah of 10 tefachim, you put the mezuzah.
Yeah, so measure 3.
It'll be like.
But it will be low. It will be here.
Okay.
Yeah. This would be possible. The mezuzah is almost in top. Top. This will be too high. Which means toch tefach of the mashkof, within a tefach of the mashkof, he decided to put it there. He's a tall man. Everybody here is tall. All the thing is low. And he put the mezuzah there. Within a tefach of the mashkof. That's what he did here. He put the mezuzah within a tefach of the mashkof. It's in the shlish. Possible. Your case is the picture. Right here. This is this picture. There are two mezuzahs. The mashkof, let's say, is on top. So again, on the top third of this height. If this height is 10 tefachim, you got 6 tefachim and change to start. And again, to place it too high, a little bit higher, impossible. Remember that nice architecture, narrative, the same one, but a bit different. Less than 10 for him, here, mezuzah is there. Less than 10 for him is not a mechayev. Can mezuzah nisht? Imagine it's not there.
When you start the third from there?
Just that piece,
or
you do the third from where
does the third start?
From here.
So it's the third from
here, sure. 1, 2. This is the third. No, this is the Gornish, the Vant. It's a Vant. In this case, it's not the Gornish, the Vant.
It's there. To the side.
Yeah, you can walk. You can walk there. This is a wall. And this is not a mezuzah. So you start measuring from here. 1, 2, the beginning of the third, you go up. This shape of entrances, whatever, fancy, I don't know what it is. Where, and this, of course, it's on this side, but where? Some will do it here, some on the curve, some higher. You have to draw a rectangular. Fort Fochim, imagine an imaginary Fort Fochim Mashkov between here and here, an imaginary height down. And then you measure the third of this height. Wherever you find Fort Fochim, higher is 3 Fochim, no good. Lower is 5, that's too low. Wherever you'll find Fort Fochim, you draw down. And you measure. You divide this line into 3.
So if the area, if the mashkev is longer than it shows in that picture, right? It just happens to be an arch at the ends, so then you would again go by the top.
Exactly. Top. We'll go to those ones.
Top is flat.
Whoever asked before, the high she'arim. This is a big problem, a big machloikus. It's a big machloikus. It ends up to be a machloikus today. Sfardim and Ashkenazim, although it's a machlokes from Yerushalmi. From the Yerushalmi until today. What to do with this? There is Uben Ketefav Shachen, the mezuzah should be Shachen
by your shoulders.
It's within second third, it might be the first third, if this is 40 amos tall. A new idea in Yerushalmi is Mechadesh, Uben Ketefav Shachem. For example, here might be, if this is higher, mezuzah is spotted, but if this is higher, maybe 1, 2, it's going to be up there. And to most of us, it won't be Ben Ketefav. This is a machlokes. Some do this, some do the other one. So whatever, therefore, will be without a bracha. Whatever machlokes it, whenever we'll enter a machlokes, you'll have to make, put the mezuzah according to whatever psak you are given, but without a bracha. One. We have 15. Al mezuz, but the other one is a short one. Mezuzot betecha ubisharecha. This is not good, you know that. Although it looks very Jewish.
Where is it?
A mezuzah on the floor, on the door.
This is flat.
This is no good. Although it looks very Jewish.
It has to be wrapped.
Yeah. It has to be wrapped. Cannot be opened. That's one halacha. Second halacha. It has to be wrapped from left to right. How many times people check, quote unquote, the old mezuzah, or they don't check, they take it off in order to rewrap it. And then they don't know which way, from Aleinu Leshabeach to Adon Olam, from Adon Olam to Aleinu Leshabeach, from the Barem to Tav, from Tav to Barem. So long you wrap it. Any form besides this is special. It has to be from the end of the line towards Shema, which is from the left to the right. Surely cannot be from Barem, cannot be outside also, not the other way around. Shema under script from the outside. And surely not milamata lemala, like an igres, like a letter, from Barem to top. You'll be surprised. This is the right way to wrap it. Needless to say that the ksav has to be standing, not upside down. Not the mezuzah after it's wrapped. He made a mistake, he put it in the case upside down. The Shema on the floor on the field, and the last letters, the last line, Ala Aretz on top. Mishkan Aruch state that the Shem HaKodesh from Shin Dalet and the other letter. I said the other letter because of the Tosfos in Sotah that you're not allowed to spell Hashem's names even by letters. Aleph, the next letter, Nun, Yud, not to say even the letters. So I said, the Shema Kodesh Shin Dalet at the next letter should be showing, correct? That's the way it should be. Sometimes you buy Sheidlach cases of wood, metal. You don't see it. The Chatchila, the cases and Sheidlach should be visible to see Shem HaKodesh. That's Al Pi Halacha, that's Halacha, the Chatchila. It's not practical because many times you put mezuzahs in rooms that they are not 100% clean always. Children going around, Gilui Erva from Ktanim, Tsoya or things similar, not muta to be exposed to Shem Hashem, then is a problem.
So you should dafka put a one that's not
a visible, a visible.
No, but I'm saying in such a room you should dafka not put a visible.
Exactly. Or sometimes visible, you could put a visible, or and then cover the mezuzah. The minhag Sfardim and Alta minhag that we had, like the Tefillin Zekel, such a thing, one piece, shmater, but one piece cloth, to hang over the mezuzah. Imagine a piece of cloth, same thing like the Tefillin Zekel, and says nothing, says mezuzah, and it's made in a form to hang it over the mezuzah. Simple as it is. Especially Bechedesh Shelish Veishtoi. And especially if the mezuzah is within the room and the door is outside. That's Kavachomer. But Lechatchila should be visible. This turn that you see here, you ask me, what is that? Sometimes the mezuzahs, you wrap them, And the klaf, which is on the right, which is empty, which al pi halacha you have to leave empty piece of klaf, wraps the Shem HaKodesh. Now you don't see it. You wrap and you wrap. And since the mezuzah was so tight, the klaf wraps also and covers Shem HaKodesh. You don't see it. There's some minhag asfaradim, and kafachayim is vergebracht, to cut out that piece of klaf. There's nothing written there, by the way. There's nothing written there, so you could show Shem HaKodesh. If you remember good, there is there Vehaya. Vehaya starts in the middle of the line. Before Vehaya, it's empty. And Kenegdo Mitzat Hasheni, it's Shem HaKodesh. So if you cut it, you could see it. You make a window. That's very, very careful how to do it. Let's say he decided to put the mezuzah hazoy. He put a little platform there. And it's the Geshtam mezuzah hazoy. This is possible. This is not kavua. This is you blow and falls. I mean to say that when the shadel is on the door, it has to be in Shulchan Aruch shteit masmeirim nails. Today they have glue, they have Velcro, they have scotch tape, the other tape, this tape, that tape. It has to be be masmerim. For two reasons, to be kavua, that's the mitzvah, and also it shouldn't fall. For two reasons you need it. For the mitzvah of likvua mezuzah sheyeh kavua, this is the sfardi, you see it straight, standing, and this is the minhag haramo, a bit slanty. This is machlokes Rashi and Tesis. Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh stands, or lays down. Mamash flat. The parshiyos in the tefillin are standing or shoich voice. If this would be the parsha of the tefillin, kadeshli kol bechor azoy nazoy nazoy, and we fold them, today we have them, the way we have them today, it's this way. Correct? You and us, everyone has a different. If they will be flat standing, azoy, they will be possible. That's Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the parshas at Tefillin are laying like this, flat, completely horizontal. And the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh should be horizontal. And the Sefer Torah in the Bima should be horizontal. And the mezuzah in the door should be horizontal. You see this? That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. You never saw this. Baruch Hashem. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The halacha shteit in gro, on Chazon Ish. The halacha zivir Rashi. Standing. Our tefillin are standing, and in fact, even our tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, the parshis are standing. They are poster for Rabbeinu Tam. Interesting to that. The order of the parshis are Rabbeinu Tam's order. Kadesh, ve'aya ki v'yacha, Shema, ve'aya im Shamoa. Correct? That's Rabbeinu Tam's order. Rashi's order, Kadesh, ve'aya ki v'yacha, Shema, ve'aya im Shamoa. Rabbeinu Tam, when he was 3 years old, sitting Yoshev al Birkov Shel Rashi, he took off his tefillin. Boom, azoy. And it was 5, Rashi was Nistalik Loina Maimis. And Halak Alav, Kadesh, Vayaki Viacha, Shema, Vayayim Shamoa. That's the Machlokes. However, there's another Machlokes within that Machlokes. That Kadesh, Vayaki Viacha, Shema, Vayayim Shamoa, but lying down. That's another Prat in Rabbeinu Tam Shita. In that Prat, we don't do like Rabbeinu Tam. Those who put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But in the Chelek, the order of the Parshiyos, we do like Rabbeinu Tam, those who put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Just to emphasize, in fact, someone asked the Nuda Behuda, why do we put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, which apostle according to Rabbeinu Tam? So, the Behuda has a tshuva about it. Kolponim, to show you that Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Sefer Torah, tefillin, u mezuzah, kulam shochvim. All of them. Sefer Torah on the Bima, Azoy, Shochev, in the Aron Kodesh, the Mezuzah, the Sfardim have Sefer Torah standing. That much you do know. Standing. This Bima is no good. You need to be flat. And in the Aron Kodesh, no one has Sefer Torah lying down. Of course not. A bit on a slant. A bit. And that's what the Ramah says, that Aloha Garashi. But we are, the Mechazonish is Medak Dek, that Aloha Virashi. Nor was, as Yotze Zazan Abyssal, it's not even Yotze Zazan. Because you're not Yotze, but Utam says, Shoichev. Ramez, Epes, you know it Abyssal. But you don't draw a 45 angle. Amol Gazan, someone, he took a dose, he made a 45 angle, Azoi. That's for sure possible. Because that's not standing and it's not shochev. Meikar adin, you have to see, if I ask you, what is this? Oymed or shochev? Libi oymed? Oymed. Abyssal, tilting abyssal towards the tzad of Rabbeinu Tam. This is very important. Needless to say, one more, that this is possible. How many leider yidden was mesenisht? Shema towards the outside, ve'ala aretz towards inside. Ala aretz is the last line. Shema outside, the Ebishter has to be in. Ve'ala aretz has to be outside. Follow? Shema Yisrael, the first line, is in. So the slant has to be the other way around, towards the inner part of the room. You bring in the Ebishter and Hashamayim ala aretz, take it out. Adka.
After marriage.
Sky up.